Most Tampa Bay doctors will soon write prescriptions electronically instead of on paper if the University of South Florida receives $18 million in Federal Recovery Act funding. This morning on the Tampa campus, USF Health launched what they're calling Paper-Free Tampa Bay. Stephen Clasco, the dean of USF's College of Medicine and CEO of USF Health, calls Paper-Free Tampa Bay a bold campaign to jumpstart America's e-health revolution.
We set a goal to convert all 10,000 physicians in the region to electronic prescribing as a transitional first step toward universal electronic health records, or EHR. Because EHR is where we need to go, and we need to go now. So if you think about the president saying that healthcare needed an extreme makeover, in Tampa Bay, we're providing the primer coat.
USF Health is applying to the federal government for an $18 million grant to expand the program to 10 counties in the region, but will partner with a private company to cover Hillsborough County whether or not the grant is received. If it does receive federal funding, Clasco says Paper-Free Tampa Bay will create more than 100 temporary training and support positions.
This innovative public-private partnership, which includes USF Health and Allscripts among its stakeholders, will seek federal recovery dollars to fund a two-year effort that will create 132 new jobs, a whole new class of jobs, an army of e-health ambassadors who will fan out across the 10 counties of this region and work one-on-one with every physician office, helping them make the leap from the cumbersome, inefficient paper system of yesterday to 21st century electronic care that will save lives and reduce costs.
And once I have the patient selected,
the healthcare ambassadors will be trained by USF and cost $16 million, according to a USF Health spokesperson. The remaining funds would be for public awareness. The funding would go to USF, which could then subcontract with private companies through a bidding process. The ambassadors would train physicians on how to use electronic prescriptions and other electronic health records, but the doctors would be able to choose whichever package works for them. USF gynecologist Larry Glazerman used an iPhone to file an electronic prescription for a mock patient with the pharmacy located in the building behind him. It was filled within minutes. USF Health CEO Stephen Clasco says electronic records are better at protecting against drug interactions and can more safely transfer records between doctors.
An electronic health record will mean that all members of the patient's healthcare team will see information at once. Your pharmacist, your imaging diagnostician, your family physician, your specialist, all in real time. It's something that happens today, right now, at the Carol and Frank Marsani Center for Advanced Healthcare. All of it in real time and accessible anywhere. You could have a physician in St. Petersburg and a physician in Tampa. They're getting it all at the same time.
The e-prescribed software used to file the mock prescription is produced by the Chicago-based company Allscripts. It is web-based and does not require a software download or special hardware. Glenn Tolman is CEO of Allscripts.
But the federal government has taken a major step in providing physicians with between $44,000 and $64,000 per physician to encourage the purchase, adoption, and use of electronic health records. And we believe that stimulus, along with innovative programs like you're seeing launched today, will in fact propel us to this 21st century safer, more efficient healthcare system.
David Schlafer is president and CEO of Doctors Administrative Solutions, a company that provides healthcare information technology services. In 2007, his company received a $3 million grant to help Tampa Bay area physicians convert to a system of electronic health records. But Schaeffler says the free software promised from a company that later merged into Allscripts turned out to have hidden charges and to cost doctors money in lost time.
The software itself was free, but there were a lot of other components. There was embedded third-party software and other components that were required to go with it that were not free.
Schlafer thinks the program announced Monday has a better chance to succeed because of Paper-Free Tampa Bay's training component.
I think that that would make a huge difference. I think that the key to healthcare technology, and in particular the implementation of electronic health records, is that it's not really so much about the technology, although that clearly is an important part, but it's about the change of process and actually a workflow change for physicians. And that's not something that you can do with just either off-the-shelf software or having software with minimal training. So if the role of these ambassadors is to actually provide hands-on training and to help the doctors get used to it, as well as taking that a step further and helping them to modify their workflow, then I think that's a huge step forward.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, a Democrat from Tampa, serves on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It drafted the health care portion of the federal economic recovery legislation, which includes billions for conversion to electronic medical records.
And the excitement you feel here today is that Paper-Free Tampa Bay is the first regional initiative in the United States that will call upon the $19 billion set aside for computerizing medical records and improving e-prescriptions.
Like other electronic files, electronic medical records and prescriptions could be vulnerable to forgery or hacking. Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp says there will be safeguards and seamless transfers of information, so there should be nothing to worry about.
Look at our finances. You know, you can now, with a handheld device, do your banking. And there's nothing more sacred and to an individual, obviously, than their individual financial wherewithal. So with regard to healthcare, it's the same thing. We've got to make sure we've got some really smart young people who understand systems and computers, who work with the professionals who are designing these systems to make sure that there are protections in place.
You can find links to more information about Paper-Free Tampa Bay, USF Health, and Allscripts on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.